Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Y'all feeling like real men and real women should, because I know I am. Stacey Yvette White holding it down for the D. All day, every day, no days off. That's what's up, T. Carrie Wright, morning, noon, and night. Always good to have you right there at my sight. So that's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about a little bit about marriage, a little bit about divorce, a little bit about children, a little bit about custody, a little bit about assets, splitting up assets. Now, first of all, if you get divorced, it's a blessing that you even have a house to talk about, because many people get divorced and they really don't have any assets to split up. There is no need for divorce court if you do not have any assets. A lot of people don't even know that. You know, you watch divorce court on TV, and that's not even real divorce court. That's nothing but small claims court dealing with couples who have either broken up. Most of the people that are on divorce court aren't even married. I'm talking about the show Divorce Court. They aren't even married. They have the before your vows type of thing. And, you know, shout out to Judge Lynn Toler, because she did a hell of a job building that brand for Divorce Court during the time that she was there. Judge Faith Evans now is the divorce court lawyer. I mean, the divorce court judge on the show Divorce Court. Honestly, she's just not as good as Lynn Toler. Lynn Toler put her heart and soul into it, and she had a certain type of energy and compassion for and understanding for the litigants and for the situation for divorce court that I just don't see in Judge Faith. Maybe Judge Faith is just too young. And she ain't really all that young, but she looks young. Can't deny that. But anyway. Nonetheless, forget about the show Divorce Court. This don't have nothing to do with that. One thing you'll never see on the show Divorce Court, and this is how you know that it's small claims court, is you never hear them dividing up any real assets like a real car over $10,000, because small claims court is anything under $5,000. So you talking about a house, you talking about way more than $5,000. That's why you'll never see that on the show. So in real life, yeah, you may have owned a house before you got with your spouse. Yo, this was my house. House. And ain't nobody gonna take it from me. But you got married and you gotta divide half. Everything that you got when you're married is all half. Yo, whatever you own, now you half own. And if you stay or whether you're alone, you got divided up and it's gonna go down like that. Yeah. Did you lose your crib? Yeah, you might have. And it's going down like that. No, you can't laugh. Carol Singler says, Judge Maybelline was my favorite. I did, like, yo, Judge Maybelline was hot. I ain't going front. Because when Lynn Toler took over for Judge Maybelline, I was like, but she did a lot for the show. Over the years, I was feeling. But yeah, I can rock with you on that. Judge Maybelline was dope. Okay. In real life, you may have owned a house and moved your spouse in your house when y'all got married. And so that house became your house. A lot of people don't understand that. They think, well, they think like they have some secret or unwritten prenuptial agreement where you, whatever you had coming into the marriage is what you leave with, except for the things that you accumulate in the marriage. And it doesn't work that way. So if you 100% owned a home before you got married, when you got married, you sacrificed 50% of that home, the assets of that home. Yeah. You can't divide up a house like a sandwich. But what you can do is sell the home or sell your parts of the assets in a home. Shout out to all of my people who have been married and have been divorced, and they know exactly what I'm talking about. It can be a very stressful situation. But the situation that we're going to talk about tonight is when you have children and you get divorced. Children who still live in the home. Children where there is a custody dispute, or where there is custody as an issue of divorce. So one of y'all is either going to have full custody of the children or partial custody of the children. In a situation where one parent has complete custody of the children and there is a house that has to be divided as far as assets is concerned, should the parent or the spouse, ex-spouse, who has custody of the children automatically get the house? And I'm not even talking about what the court says. I'm talking about what you say, what your feelings are on this matter. What do you think? Now, we know many men have gotten into this situation. Many men have balked at this situation. Many men have been pissed off about this situation. And many men have said, you know what? I know I love my babies. I even still love my spouse, my ex-wife. Go ahead, take the house. I make decent money. I'll go live in an apartment or whatever for a while. And I'll get another house when I'm ready. Whatever. But y'all go ahead. Y'all chill in the house. There are certain advantages to it because, honestly, if a man, and fellas, I suggest that you listen up closely to this, if a man provides housing for his children, he can get out of paying child support 100%. 100%. Ask me how I know. Go ahead. Ask me. I dare you. Okay. I'll tell you how I know. Let's just say I'm very close to multiple situations where a man that I know, who I'm very close to, never had to pay court-ordered child support. But when he was taking the child support, his trump card was this. I provide them a place to live. And this is the value of the home. And if they were renting this place, this is how much it would cost. But I'm giving them that. And they don't have to pay me anything. Judge, like, you know, in all reality, I would only be charging this much for child support. He's giving you all this. Ma'am, I think you better take that deal. And he did. Now, he still provided financial support for his kids. But the bottom line is, as far as the courts were concerned, he was clear. And that's what you want to be. Now, that's a choice that he made. And luckily, he was in the financial position to be able to do that. Not every man is in that position. Some men are like, hey, this is my house. I built this house. Or this was my parents' house. Or I put a lot of money into this house. And I'm not trying to give up this house. But many people feel like, well, why would you take the house that your kids grew up in and uproot them? First of all, you don't uproot somebody from a house. You uproot somebody from a neighborhood. You uproot somebody from a lifestyle. You uproot somebody from their friends and their loved ones. You don't uproot somebody from their house. You move. It happens all the time. But a home is a very emotional purchase, so I can understand what you're talking about. Let's get it popping. Urban Therapy with Sun 752. With this your daily go get a miserable show. We do this every single day. Every day it rains. And the DG will do the same. We break it down, baby. Down, baby. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. Every day it rains and the DG will do the same. I am your host, Sun 752. A.K.A. Omar with the rrr. And if you can't say Omar with the rrr, well, then you just say Omar with the Arch Daily Go Get a Mism Show all up in your area. Tonight on the Daily Go Get a Mism Show, as I was explaining earlier, we are asking the question. Should the person who has custody of the kids in a divorce settlement get the house? What do you think? Should your spouse get the house because she got the kids? Or should your spouse get the house because they got the kids? Now, this is, like I said, many men have gone through this, and many people think that this is a male quandary. This is a male situation. And it's not. Not all situations involve the mother of the kids having custody. There are plenty of men who get custody of their kids. So let's say a man who is the father of the kids gets custody of the kids. Should that man get the house? Should he be able to stay in the house? And shorty got to go find somewhere else to live. Or is it that old gender double standard? Should it be like the man, if a man was a real man, he'd give up the house. If a man was a real man, he'd give up the house. If a man was a real man, he go find another crib to live in. You shouldn't understand. If a man was a man, he would never stand up and take shit from his wife and his kids like he did. Oh, bitch ass nigga. Look, he snatched his kids, his wife. He's still bitter over the divorce and shit. Hey, there are a lot of feelings, a lot of twists and turns to this whole story. But I want to know what y'all think. Should whoever has custody of the kids automatically get the house? If there's a house involved in a divorce settlement, should whoever has the kids get the house? This ain't a hard. Well, it can get a little complicated. And with the examples that we're going to put up, we're going to think about this a little bit, and we're going to see how complicated it can get. Because we can ask this question of a couple that's not married. Let's say that, you know, y'all are close to common law. Like, y'all been living with each other or dealing with each other for a long time. Y'all got kids together. And I do know people who had 2 and 3 children together and never been married. So let's say y'all finally stop trying anymore. Like, we actually gonna break up. Yeah, I know we got 3 kids together, but guess what? It's over. Well, you know, there are plenty of things that unmarried couples do that married couples do, like buy a home, like share assets, like buy things on credit in each other's names, have joint accounts, things like that. There are plenty of things that unmarried couples do that married couples do. But in a situation where it is an unmarried couple, should a man give up his crib when he breaks up with his baby mom because she has the kids? Should he leave his crib? It might have been his crib. His crib. His name is the only one on the deed. Her name ain't on that deed. Now, we ain't talking about no rent situation. We're not going to get into all of that because that's an easy one. Whoever's name is on the lease. Now, we can get into a lot of right and wrong, but we're not here to talk about that today. Today, we're talking about real assets, either real marriage or real property where there is ownership. Should whoever has custody of the kids get the house? My big sis, Robbie Ming. My big sis, Robbie Ming, here to do a thing. It's good to see you, queen. You know, as Charlene Curry. Charlene Curry. What's going on, man? How you doing tonight? Good to see me something. Always. Kamala says, personally, if the children are young, why not leave the children in the home where they are accustomed to living? Well, you know, I'm glad you asked that. And I'd be more than happy to answer that. Because it might not be the other spouse's house. They may not defucking deserve it. They may not defucking deserve to live in the house with the kids. They may not even deserve to have the kids, but it may just be that the court awarded them the kids. It may be that way. Let's say, all right, you want to look out for your kids. You want to look out for your babies, right? But let's say it's a situation where your spouse is the fucking reason that y'all aren't together today. They wouldn't stop cheating. They wouldn't stop cheating. It ain't always a man who cheats. You ask me how I know. It ain't always a husband that is out there acting like a little hoe. It ain't always a husband that is so damn trifling. It ain't always the husband, but he gonna still get the ass in. And it happens like that. It be like that sometimes. It happens like that. It be like that sometimes. It happens like that. It be like that sometimes. That joint is grimy. She got a lot of grime. Yo, she greasy as hell. She treated that motherfucker like she should have been in jail. What's going on, Cherry Dana? What's going on, Cherry? A Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with famous Cinderella Dana Dane. Well, it's the woman Dana Dane with fame. What's going on, Dana Dane? It's good to see me from you. But yeah, straight up and down. You know, now, like I said, a house is a very emotional purchase. It's a very emotional purchase. Now, imagine you spending your life, pouring all of your time, money, and energy into a crib, and then you poured even more time, energy, and love into your marriage. But your spouse, they weren't doing that. They were nothing but leeches. You know, they did nothing but sabotage y'all relationship, y'all union. All they did was backbite. All they did was usurp. All they did was fuck around behind your back and talk shit about you. But they have custody of the kids. You know the way that your children feel about their mother and or their father, whatever, however it goes. And you like, if I take my kids away, you know, this is a tough ass situation. If I take my kids away from their mother, they're gonna blame me. I will never have the right relationship with my kids if I take my kids away from their mom. So even though the bitch is dead wrong, I gotta go ahead and let her have the kids and go see my kids and act like it was even Steven when it was definitely an unbalanced scale. Because if I take the kids, if I get custody of the kids as a man, everybody is going to look at me like, how you going to take the kids? How you going to take your kids away from their mother? We know that she ain't all the way right. We know. But you can't do that on some sour grape shit, though. Oh, you can't do that. And not only that, but your kids ain't going to understand. They're too young to understand that mommy was wrong. And that ain't none of their business anyway, because that's grown folks' business. And you bet not be petty and go running your mouth about the details of why mommy and daddy ain't together no more in that area. So you got to stand up and be a man about it. You got to be a real man about it. You have to be a man that you probably aren't about it. You understand what I'm saying? So, all right, you have to give up your kids. That's more emotional than anything. And then on top of that, everybody looking at you like, you going to give them the house? The fuck? What? What? Why? So let me get this straight. I got to give up my kids. I got to give up my house. And then I got to go find a place to live. And I'm not wrong. Okay, we're going to sweeten the pot a little bit. Hey, yo, Carol. We're going to sweeten the pot, Ma. Check this out. Let's say not only was your wife trifling, but she make more money than you. And the money that you did make, I'm not saying that you didn't make a good salary, but the money that you did make and that you did give because you gave freely, she banked all of that shit, hid all of that shit, or spent all of your money and saved all of her money. She makes more money than you. She got the kids, she got the house, and she got a better salary than you. You giving up that house? You giving up that house? Well, you might, but do you have to? Is it automatic? Do you understand? Do you have any compassion? Oh, shit. Ow. Sherry says, this subject is touchy for me. I was granted about $1,300 a month for my ex-husband. We had two properties. The fights, the anger. I wind up walking away from everything. That energy was changing me. I understand, Cherry. I know what you mean, Dana Dane. And so you really get it. You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about. When you know in your heart of hearts you're not wrong, but you got to walk away. You got to be the bigger man, or in your case, the bigger woman, in a situation where you ain't got no business being a bigger nothing. But everybody looking at you, or at least that's how you feel, they looking at you like, you going to be petty? That's what you going to do? You going to show your kids that pettiness? Mm. Look, brother, you need to give that house up. A real man would just go ahead and give up the house. And that may be true, but is it right? I'm not so sure about that shit. I'm not so sure about that shit. So we into it now, right? Y'all get it? Y'all know what I'm talking about? I hope you do. Oh. We're not done. In a divorce settlement where there are assets, money is a big deal. So if it was never a situation or concerned about who makes more money when you get divorced, oh yes, it will be a concern. Because whoever makes the most money, that's the one who's going to have to pay the... One is going to have to pay the spousal or the child support. You only pay child support when you don't have custody of your kids. You understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, you did. You know what I'm talking about. It went down and now you're not married no more. You're a clown, at least that's how you feel. You're not a clown. Everything is good. Don't let them make it feel like that. It's understood between people. It's matters of the heart. We're going to talk about this shit from the beginning and the start until the end. I'm talking to you, my friend. Let's get into this shit. I mean all the way in. All right. Carol Chamberlain said, at Omar, the smart woman, LOL, looking out for the future. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the only thing, but she was trifling. That's the only thing. Yeah, she was smart. You know, if you want to defend selfishness, okay, she was smart in that instance or whatever. But she wasn't right. She wasn't right. You know, there are a lot of people who get married and the whole time in their marriage, they're preparing for divorce. I know people who have done it. They're married and they're playing the role, but they're really just practicing for divorce. That's why you hiding things. That's why you putting things away. You're preparing to be single, but right now you are married. And that's when you know you ain't had no business getting married. If you're not willing to give all in that union, you don't need to be married. You can have other situations that are similar to marriage that aren't married. Are married, though. You ain't got to do that. Carol Chamberlain says he eventually lost the house within 2 years. Hold up. What you talking about? You got an example? If you do, I don't see it. I don't see it. Okay, wait a minute. What y'all got here? Charlene says, I believe whoever has custody of the children should keep the house, especially if they've been in a long relationship. Okay. If that's the way you feel, that's the way you feel. I'm not so sure that I think that it should be that way automatically. I'm not so sure. You know, now, and that's one of the things that can change the whole scope of the marriage or the situation. Other people getting involved, saying how they think that things should go or what's right and what's wrong. Like, yeah, I know that such and such didn't do this, that, and the third, but fuck your feelings. But fuck your feelings. But I said, fuck your feelings. Be a man. Be a man. Should whoever has the children, whoever has custody of the children automatically get the house in a divorce settlement? What do you think? What do you think? Charlene says yes. And I'm sure she's not the only one. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. It's the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Subscribe. Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Subscribe. Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Share the 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 show. Yeah. I think that there are mitigating situations, mitigating circumstances in every situation that you could be in. So whereas if these types if these types of circumstances don't exist, then yeah, maybe you should just say, yo, give up the house. You know, let your kids have a place to grow up in and you know, where they're safe and where they are used to and where they can flourish. Fine. However, if it's a situation where the kids may not be all that safe. Okay, for example, O.J. Simpson. Remember the O.J. Simpson trial? Now, the O.J. Simpson trial was an interesting situation where his wife was murdered. But some of the situations that existed in their marriage was that, you know, she was a little busy. You know, I'm not saying that Nicole Brown Simpson was a cheater necessarily. But she was a little busy, had a little drug problem, whatever. Anyway, she got custody of the kids that they had together. And, you know, she was rumored to have been running around with little drug lords. And, you know, she was in the drug culture. And that's not a deniable fact. She was definitely in the drug culture. And that could have been one of the things that wound up getting her murdered. OJ gave up that crib. And one of the reasons why he kept having run-ins with her on the negative side is because he didn't feel like his kids were in a safe condition. He didn't feel like that. You know, she was always coming to him for money, for drugs. And it was said that she was blackmailing him. She had pictures of when he beat her up. And she threatened to release those pictures to the public. And he felt like it was going to be the end of his career if he was seen as a woman, as a wife beater. He thought that that would be the end of his career. We should know by now it probably wouldn't have been. But you know how it is when you feel like something is going to bring your doom. I see that we have a caller on the line. Caller on the line. Caller on the line. Caller with the last numbers, 8658. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
Good evening. I posted a comment that said, I walked away with my children to hell with them pile of bricks. He eventually lost the house 2 years later.
Oh,
that's the part
okay.
You didn't see.
Well, that's because it don't exist. Where is it?
Oh, my God. Do you see the picture of the bricks?
No. I really don't.
Okay, right underneath my comment that says, at Omar, smart woman looking out for the future. Read down right underneath of it.
Okay, let me see if it popped up. No, there's nothing there.
I can see it.
Okay. Well, you know what? I told y'all that y'all chat is different from mine, but there's nothing there. There's definitely no pile of bricks or
But anyway, I really think that, and this is just my opinion, because, see, I wasn't given the option to stay. I was more or less like, you can leave, okay? So, of course, I wasn't going to leave my babies.
Right.
Okay? So, I know that karma is not always a bad thing, but something came back and bit him in the ass, because 2 years later, he was homeless. But me and the kids was cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said it's a smart woman who squirrels away for the future. If you the situation you're in kind of lets you know stuff might go south, you better be prepared. That's why I made that comment.
I understand.
You see?
Yeah.
So all men are not bad. All men are not going to put their spouse and their children out. Most men that I know, and I do say that they are men, they'll walk away from it. You know, look, I don't care how nasty she was. She's the mother of my kids. I got to make sure my kids are safe. And that's basically what it's about. Now, mine, on the other hand, he didn't give a damn about me. He didn't give a damn about the kids, but I tell you, he really didn't give a damn about me. Okay? That's just, you know, that's how the cookie crumbles.
Yeah. All right. So you decided to walk away from the situation. All right. Now, your husband didn't feel the need to give you the house, even though you had custody of the children. Now, did y'all buy the house together, or did he own the house before y'all got married? What was the situation with that?
Okay, we got married, we rented, then we bought. I put up money towards the settlement, but after I left, I realized that my name was never on the house. He used his GI Bill.
Okay.
You wanted to sweeten the pot. Now I'm gonna sweeten it a little bit more.
Good. Yeah. Sweeten the pot.
I just did.
Make Kool-Aid out of the pot.
Yeah. I just did.
Okay.
Dirty, rotten scoundrel.
But see now, you see how trifling that situation is. Now,
exactly.
Okay, so. Even though hindsight is 20/20, let's say if you could go back, and let's say the situation was different, the circumstances were different. So let's say your name was on the deed, and you own 50% of the house, and so you knew that if you went to court for it, that you could keep the house, or at least be able to sell the house and get 50% of the assets. Would you have done it, or did you feel like you needed to just leave the situation and leave just for your own safety?
I needed a clean break. I can't emphasize the words clean break enough.
Okay. I hear you.
There was a lot of stuff. You know. So,
yeah.
I didn't squirrel away a whole lot of money. What I squirreled away was what I could do off of my money. Because trust and believe, the brother wasn't bringing his in.
Okay. Yeah, that's a touchy situation.
That's a different situation.
Yeah, but because some spouses take their triflingness to a whole nother level. You understand what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It sounds like he made your decision easier, in that the best decision for you was probably just to get away from the situation, because he sounds dangerous, to be honest with you. So,
well, he was. That was another factor.
But
that was
in
another
a different
factor.
Okay. But in a different situation, let's say, all right, let's do it like this. Let's say it was your son. Your son, you know, bought this house. He had been paying on the house for a good minute. And he married this girl. Now, this, you knew that this girl wasn't that good for him, you know, but he loved her. You know how it go. You know, she had the good, and he was all, his nose was wide open, wide. You couldn't tell him nothing. So, you know, she was halfway good for him and that she made him feel good. He felt better being with her, but you knew that the future for the both of y'all for the both of them probably wasn't that good or that solid. But as the marriage went on, they had kids. They had one, they had two. Okay. Now she got two kids, two young children, and you know, she starts cheating on your son. Now you know it. You may have known it before your son knew it, but then he finally got wind of it. He was brokenhearted and pissed off and ready to bust a cap and all that kind of shit. I mean, you tell your son, well, listen. I'll stand by you with whatever you do, but don't go making the situation worse by putting your hands on her or anything like that. But, you know, if you want to go ahead with divorce proceedings, I got your back. I can get you a lawyer. It'll go down the way it go down. All right. Now, maybe he tries to work it out with his wife. It ain't working out. So they go ahead with the divorce. And it's time to divide up the assets. Now, she's entitled to half of the house, and she is going to have custody of the kids. That's the agreement that they came up with. Are you encouraging your son to give up the house?
I'm not going to step my foot in that situation. That's his decision to make. He's okay. Got kids. He knows from where he came from, but he didn't find out until he was an adult. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And something came up, and he said to me, Mom, why did you never, you know, why didn't you ever tell me that? It wasn't for you to know. That was me. You still had, you survived, and whatever. So I wouldn't step in it because nobody stepped in my mess.
Mm-hmm.
My dad left the ground I walked on. The only thing he said to me, until you get on your feet, the house is empty, go home. And I went home until I could get myself situated to do what I needed to do. So, no, I wouldn't step in that. As a woman, my feelings would be that those kids need to be safe. Mm-hmm. I'd rather they be in the house than for her to be dragging them from place to place. But I couldn't tell my son that. That would have to be his decision. Because later on, who knows? They might hook back up again, even though they divorced.
Okay.
You know, it's happened.
Okay. All right. Well, without advising him of what to do, what do you think? How do you feel? Do you feel like the house that he moved her into, that he should give it up because, you know, that he should give it to his wife? Because she has custody of the kids.
I'm a little on the fence, but I'm still going to lean towards let her have the house. Because in the long run, you'll do that again. Maybe next time you'll be a little wiser
mm-hmm.
in making another purchase like that. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. But, okay, no, I understand where you're coming from. You know, like, I think that it's a tough situation to advise a married couple in what they should do, especially at a divorce. During a divorce, it's a very emotional time because sometimes you want to get divorced. Sometimes you want to get divorced and don't want to get divorced at the exact same time. Like, you know that it's best for y'all to separate, but your heart is in you beating, saying, I don't give a fuck what's best. I know what feels better. I'm best. And even though this person doesn't make me feel good and they're not in it to win it, I know I feel better when they're around than when they're gone. Sometimes that's just what your heart tells you. So it's hard to make a really informed situation sometimes when there's still love involved in a marriage situation. It's tough.
Yeah, so, but then, you know, some people confuse love with lust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there's always that comfort zone.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes you're so comfortable in a situation
mm-hmm.
that you don't want to step off and start again. Does that make sense to you?
No, it does. It does. There's a whole lot of stuff going on. I get it.
Yeah.
But speaking from this from a position where I'm removed from emotion, where maybe I don't know either one of the people that's involved in the marriage, and just looking at it from a logical standpoint where I'm able to take my heart out of it, I'm going to say, no, I'm not so sure that you should automatically get the kids because, you should automatically get the house because you have the kids. I'm not even sure if you should automatically get the kids just because you're a woman. I'm not sure. That's not always the best situation. It's just not.
Well, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say this. Every mother is not, every woman who has a child is not a mother, just like every man who fathers a child is not a father. And I'm going to leave that right there. So to answer your question, if she's not a mother, then she can roll. If you've got somebody who's taking very good care of your kids, you know your kids are going to be safe. And I'm speaking from a woman's point of view. Mm-hmm. I would think that a man, because this is what I come from. I come from a strong breed of men. You don't do that. You walk away, you know, but you still take care of home.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way the men in my life, in my family were.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's what I have to look at.
Yeah, I can do it. I guess I look at it like this. There are times when a parent may be a decent. Okay, no. There may be times when a parent a parent has the appearance of being a good parent, a good mother or father, but they're really not. I don't know how you can be a good mother or father when you consistently give off a bad example to your children. You understand what I mean? It's like this.
Yeah.
Now let's say it's a situation, and many of us are familiar with this situation where a man is a terrible husband. He might be abusive. He may be a drunk, or he getting high, whatever. But maybe he gives the children everything that they want. He provides for them. He's nice to them. He's good to them. So he has the appearance of a good and concerned and gentle father. But people are ignoring the fact that he's allowing his children to also see his demons, his devilish, demonic side. He's showing them his violent side toward the mom, or he's trifling enough to let his kids see him cheating or whatever. But he don't do nothing to them. He's always there for them. He'll never let anybody disrespect them or harm them in any kind of way. He's Johnny on the spot. He's Superman to the rescue, all that kind of shit for his kids. But he's none of that. He's none of those things to their mom. And they witness this. And it could be a situation where it's not even their biological mother. You understand what I'm saying? It could be a situation where it's their stepmother that he's disrespecting and treating really badly. So he might feel like, well, it ain't like it's their mom that I'm doing it to. You know, like it's just, this is the lady that they didn't like in the beginning anyway, but they like her now. And even if they didn't like her, he's not showing them a good example. So he's actually ruining them while he thinks that he's treating them well. Nobody better not ever fuck with my kids. Nobody ever better ever put their hands on them. Nobody better do this, that, and the third. But you let them see you put your hands on this person, that person, and the woman that you call your wife and all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you protect them, but at the same time, you show them all of the wrong ways to be. So you're not, to me, you're not a good father in that circumstance. But some people will say he is. Oh, he's a bad boy.
Huh? They're looking from the outside. And I'm going to need you to stop telling my story, okay? Because you hit a whole lot of points. Okay?
Well, you need to stop.
No.
Stop calling me and telling me everything that happened to you. And maybe I'll stop snitching on you.
It ain't snitching because if I didn't want nobody to know, I wouldn't talk about it. I wouldn't even talk about it if I didn't want nobody to know. Maybe I can put something out there that somebody else won't walk into.
Yeah.
You know?
But you know, my point is,
I mean, seriously.
Yeah. No, but my point is, you know, it's very subjective whether you are good mother or a good father. You know what I'm saying? You can give off the appearance that you are a very good parent and just a bad boyfriend, girlfriend, husband, or wife, but it's really not like that. You're not that good. People think that when you buy things for your children, if you provide for them financially, people ignore a whole lot of trifling shit that parents do or that, yeah, you know, they just do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, you hear people say it all the time. But those kids ain't want for nothing.
Yeah, but you can't buy the kids
unless what they wanted was a good example, some love, and a model that they could follow. Yeah, hopefully they didn't want that.
You don't buy kids. You don't buy kids.
Some people do.
You can't buy. Well, I'm gonna put it this way: when you raise children to only look for the material.
And you know what that's about.
And I do.
I know you done seen. You know you done seen it. I saw it.
Exactly.
You saw it before
exactly.
me.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's this whole thing is like a double-edged sword.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole conversation, this whole topic is a double-edged sword because the scenarios can be so varied.
Yeah.
You know, so to me, and I'm just going to say this, there is no one answer to this at all.
That's true.
There
well,
really
that, that's right, right, right.
We're
I
all just going to get
that.
Opinions of different scenarios. So
yeah.
That's my sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's just the reason why I can't say automatically that somebody should get the house. They may not deserve it, or it just may not be a good look, or that may just be in line with all of the rest of the wickedness that they have perpetrated. And I just don't think that it should be an automatic thing. I know that when my mom and my dad got divorced, my dad easily gave up the house, and he didn't have another house. He lived in an apartment with who would later become my stepmom. He moved in with her, you know, helped her with the, however they did it. Then they got a house and they started buying houses and whatever, you know, as he started his life over again. But we did stay in the house that we grew up with. He was being a man about that. You know, I mean, cause to be honest with you, had he made us move somewhere, his dead wrong level would have just been, man, it would have been through the roof. Like,
exactly.
You can't do all the things that you've done and then do that. But guess what?
Exactly.
Some men have done that. They've done it and didn't give a fuck. At least that's how I was thinking.
And I've known women that have walked away from very good men because they thought the grass was greener on the other side.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to put it all on a man. But I do know. I know one woman to today that if she could go back and if he would have her after about 15 years, she'd go back. Because her life has been a living hell since she left that man.
It's, been, 15, it's been like 15
hell.
Years, you said?
Yeah.
But do you
brother
think?
Moved on.
Yeah,
he
I
moved
mean.
On.
And would
he
it be.
Sit around and wait for her.
Well, even besides that, who's to say that after all of this time, if they got back together, it would be any good anyway? That man didn't.
Exactly.
That man didn't learn some shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, you in a good position when somebody is all hot for you and scared of you. You know what I'm saying? Because sometimes the person that you with is actually scared of you. Scared that you won't leave them. Scared that you won't love them. Scared that you won't be there. You know, they scared. And once that person stops being scared, the whole game changes. It ain't the same.
Yes, it does. Mm-hmm. Yes, it does. She hates the fact that and his new lady that he's been with, they don't want to get married, okay? They just enjoy the relationship the way that they have it. But she's upset with me because I'm still friends with him, and I like his lady. She's cool with me. She don't bother me. I don't want her, you know? But she, you know. But like I told her, that's because you did wrong. Thought he was going to stay there and continue to put up with it. And he just rolled. She came home one day from work, and he was gone, lock, stock, and barrel. Nobody saw it coming.
That's crazy. Yeah, but I understand what you're talking about. And, I mean, you know, when it comes to matters of the heart, and we talking about marriage, because marriage is the highest level of commitment that you can have, you know, and so many people just play around with it, and the expectations that some people have for it sometimes are so lofty and unrealistic, but people still expect other people to try to live up to it, and it can be ridiculous, but here we are. So just like a lot of people think that because a woman has kids by a man and was married to a man that she should automatically get the house to raise the kids, you know, that's why I say I'm on the fence about it, because I'm not, you know, it's just not automatic. It's just not automatic. Sometimes it might be a situation where, listen, she should just be happy that the boy ain't kill her. You know what I'm saying?
There are situations like that.
Like,
really,
you talk about keeping the house because you got the kids. Listen, just be glad
that you kept
not
your
to have her. Yeah. You might want to get out of that house in order to prevent that from being the scene of the murder-suicide. I'm not even joking about that.
No, that's not a joke. It's happened.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It happens all the time. All the time.
Way more than we would like.
That if I can't have you, nobody can have you mentality.
Mm-hmm. Or that crime of passion. You ain't getting away with this bullshit.
Right.
Enough is
that's
a motherfucking enough. Yeah. So. So yeah, it's a tough situation, but there's such a double standard the way I see it when it comes to men and women, because men are just supposed to just relinquish theirs. I'll tell you one thing though, I know a man who got divorced, and he takes the situation about a man losing his house, he takes it very, very personal. It's almost like when you listen to him, it's like, Like, okay. You know what I mean? But I'm going to tell you this. He wouldn't give up his house for shit. Like, nope. No, no, no. And I'm like,
but then you got that part of people who idolize possessions.
Mm.
That's another part you didn't throw in there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some mm-hmm. people just want possessions. Like I said,
it might have been a really nice house.
Right here. Yeah. You know, they just want to say, I have. You know,
yeah.
Or look at me, look what I have. See, that's another part to this.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, the guy you know, he ain't giving up his house.
Now, he ain't giving
is
up
it his spiteful,
house.
Or is it just to say, I have a house?
No, with him, it was more about, for him, to hear him explain it, it's about fairness. He doesn't feel like it's fair that a woman always gets rewarded everything in a custody, in a divorce settlement. I mean, he has some valid points, but
yeah, he
has
same
more
way about custody.
Mm-hmm.
I feel the same way about custody of kids.
Yeah.
The mother could stand on the corner and the judge could ride past and give her $40 and get a shot. But he show up in the courtroom, he's still going to give her custody of the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just the way it goes.
That is the
you
way it goes.
You got a damn little killer kid. And then, you know, then they'll take the rest of them away.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just the expectations that men are supposed to... It's like, no matter how we get screwed in a situation, some people look at it like we just got to take that on the chin. And I don't agree with that. You know, I don't all the way agree with that. But it happens. It happens, and it's just something that we have to deal with. I ain't all the way mad at it, but it's something that we have to deal with. Cal, I want to thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. We about to get on the body here. We already over time. But if you still want to speak, just let me know. But yeah, it is. It's a tough, tough situation, you know, where in a marriage, men get hurt, women get hurt. But for some people, they only believe that women get hurt. And that's not true. That's not true. Some people just really think that a man is supposed to take it on the chin. Sometimes he just can't take it. It's just not possible. It's just not possible. Sometimes the loss is just too great. And, you know, feelings really, really get hurt. Hold on. Let me get Carol back on here. You all right now? You plug your phone in?
Yeah, my phone just died. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. You know, you got to charge that thing sometimes during the day.
No,
yeah,
but it's fully charged. I don't know. It just dropped the call.
You got T-Mobile?
Of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the reason. That's the reason. Yeah. Ask me how I know. You know what I mean? They're like,
look. It used to happen. It used to happen with AT&T too. So don't even go there.
Okay. All right. I ain't saying T-Mobile is bad, but yo, they known for them drop calls. I'm trying to tell you, they known for them drop calls. When you talking mobile to mobile, you talking to somebody else that's on T-Mobile. If the call drop, y'all can just chalk it up to both of y'all was wrong. You know what I'm saying? Yo, no, like, just call them back, you know what I'm saying? Remember back
and
in the day?
And then I was trying to call back, and it wouldn't work. I couldn't even make the call, so I don't know what the heck happened.
I saw it coming up. It was, like, blinking. It would come up, then it would go out. I was like, okay, yeah, we having some, yeah. I was thinking, like, maybe she tired of talking, but, you know, I don't know. It was a little back and forth. Remember back in the day? Remember back in the day when we had to pay for minutes? And so it was a big deal if the call dropped. You know what I'm saying? Like, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I got to pay for that. Yeah,
uh-huh.
That's right. We would call and be like, yo, the call dropped. I shouldn't have to pay my bill for this month.
That's
you
right.
I ain't only been on the phone for 5 minutes.
Look,
like, the call
dropped.
It was a very
important call. It was
that was a business call. That was a business
right.
call. It messed up everything. I didn't get the deal because of that. I lost exactly
yep.
how much money it cost to pay y'all bills.
I was on a phone interview. Look, I was on a phone interview, and you cost me a job.
That's what we would say. I remember those days. Like, I would call them. I'd be like, yo, the call dropped. I was talking to my broker. You know what I'm saying? I lost $200 on that call. Exactly
mm-hmm.
the amount of my bill. So y'all, yeah, hey,
y'all gonna have to credit
it's
me.
Your fault.
Y'all gonna have to credit me.
And they a lot of times they would credit you a good amount. Like that drop call was a big deal. So getting back to the topic, it's a hard situation because just like I was talking about in the beginning. You know, sometimes you know that it's best for you to get divorced, but you don't really want to do it. You know what I mean? You're stuck between doing what's right and doing what feels good, and even what makes you feel good ain't right, and it don't make you feel that good, but it may make you feel like what you're used to feeling, and you've already gotten comfortable with being uncomfortable. You've already gotten familiar with a feeling that's strange. You know, it's tough. It really, really is.
Well,
it's a tough situation.
Let's take the kids out of the equation and just deal with the marriage and the property.
No, because we leaving the kids in. We leaving the kids in. Because I ain't giving my wife no house. She ain't got no, like, for what? I seen her check stuff. She getting paid. You know, she making six figures. I'm making five. I'll be goddamn if you get this.
So you wouldn't even sign over the house, huh?
So I don't know. It would depend. Like, I have a certain sense of justice. I believe in being fair, and I believe in doing what's right. So if I'm dead wrong in a situation, I'm not going to try to bust a move. You understand what I'm saying? In a situation
okay.
where I know that there may be equal wrong or whatever, then I'm probably not going to stand down. And that's regardless of who makes more or whatever, because I'm not really concerned about those things. Many women I've dealt with in the past they've all made more money than me for the most part at certain times in my, well, not the whole time, but, I would say from 2010 till about 2000 and maybe 18.
Okay.
Just about everybody I dealt with made six figures.
Oh, okay.
And I wasn't even close. You know what I'm saying? So one thing I know about some women who make decent money, it definitely it gives some confidence, it gives some arrogance, and it doesn't necessarily make a person worthy of anything. Now, you know, knock on wood, I've never been in a situation where anybody I've dealt with ever tried to put me down or whatever. Because, I mean, not to brag, but you can't diss me that way. Because I don't give a fuck what you got. You know what I mean? Because one thing I know is that money, people make money, but money really doesn't make them. And if it does make you, then you can easily be undone. You understand what I just said? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I definitely get it.
Yeah. because a $650 salary has never killed anybody's insecurity. And once you and when you know a person's soft spot, and they know you know it, they know that
you can work
it. Just go ahead and touch it. Now it doesn't mean that you're going to do it, but they know. They know what they know. They skating on thin ice, like you know, they might have on the prettiest skates, and you know what I mean, they doing tricks and all of that, but they staying away from that. They staying away from that that part of the ice where they know they can fall in it. You know, so but yeah, it doesn't always matter who makes the most money. You know, when it comes to a situation where there's love, where there's affection, and where there's some type of compassion and a lot of understanding, it never matters how much you're making, because you know that most people who make a lot of money will give up all of their money for a situation where they can have love. That's just the way it is.
Happiness. People just want to be happy.
Most people just want to be happy. Yeah. Unfortunately, some people take advantage of that, unfair advantage of it. Like, well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, oh. So you'll give up all of this. Well, we're going to go shopping. And I'm going to be so sweet to you. I love you. I love you so much. Are we going to the Gucci store? We going to the Gucci store. Let's go. Yeah, fucking crazy. But yeah.
Niggas be wanting to suck toes and stuff.
Wait. What's wrong with that? Wait a minute. Now, if you would have said lick ass or some shit like that, I'd be like, no, we're not doing that. But if a woman keeps her feet clean, you know what I'm saying?
Like, above that, huh?
Y'all go to pedicures. Y'all go get y'all pedicure. And that's essentially a foot lick. You know? It just doesn't involve a tongue. But I bet you for a few more dollars, y'all would be willing to get a couple of taste buds on it. But anyway,
let's not even go there.
Listen, for all my toe suckers out there, y'all gonna have to stand up and stop letting people ditch you. Now, y'all asshole eaters, I can't do nothing for y'all. I don't understand it. I ain't never seen an ass that was so clean to eat off it. You ain't got no plate ass. There's no way you can have a plate. All right, anyway,
we gotta move on. We got to move on from that.
You're right.
That's just,
you're right.
I don't even know why I said that. I should have known I was opening the floodgates to hell.
That's right. I was on the right track. And you see, now that's proof. That is proof that when I try to do the right thing, here you come throwing me off track and making me go far left.
It ain't me.
I was focused.
It ain't me.
Doing the right thing. It's you. Okay. It's you. And it's this a fact that I'm going to highlight every chance I get from here on in. All right.
I'm sure you will. But anyway, there is no one solution for this topic, because it can go all kinds of ways, because there are so many scenarios to this.
Yeah.
There really are.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing can be concrete in this.
Yeah.
Nothing.
It can't.
I think at this point, the thing it comes down to is the individuals involved. How much they want to give and how much the other wants to take.
Right.
That's just my take on it, because, you know, somebody going to feel some kind of way regardless of how it go down.
That's true. It would be great if kids made you always do the right thing, but for some people it has the opposite effect. But they mask it and they use kids as pawns to do their negative bidding, and it's just not right. So because of the kids, I got the house. Because of the kids, I got the car. Because of the kids, I get the money. I'm like, okay.
That's just, yeah, exactly. Because there are some people out here that are going to use, again, those kids as pawns to can get what they want. It's unfair to the children, but it, you've seen it, I've seen it, everybody's seen it.
Yeah. Now, I do think it's all right for your kids to use your kids to get out of a speeding ticket. I do think that's fair. That's, you know what I'm saying?
Now, see, I didn't go left. You went left.
I'm telling you what I honestly believe. I do think that is fair for, you know, your kids to get you out of a speeding ticket, because if you got to pay $100-something for a speeding ticket, isn't that taking food right out of their mouths? Isn't it?
I knew you were going to come up with something. I knew you would. You would rationalize this one way or the other.
Well, let me ask you this.
And I guess your excuse to the police officer is, I got to get the kid to the hospital.
Or something. But if I have to pay $150 for a speeding ticket, let me ask you this. Who really benefits from that, Carol? Who? Have you ever felt it? Have you ever felt safe because these speeding tickets got racked up and the county got all this money? Have you, Carol?
No. What had happened was I had an uncle who can do stuff for that. Look, I got a ticket. I got a ticket, and they was going to put points on my license. Okay? Called my uncle, I'm like, yo. And he said, where you at? I mean, this was before cell phones. I had to literally get out of my car from a payphone and call him. And he said to me, where you at? I told him. He says, well, what happened? I told him. The stupidest thing was, I made a left turn, okay? The sign for the left turn was one of those ones that's up in the air real high, okay? So you don't see it at night, right? However, the sign was turned the wrong way. The cop follows me for a whole block. Then he puts his lights on. So I pull over. Now I'm scared to death, okay? So I called my uncle, and I said, you know, told him what happened. He said, hold on. He sent somebody to see where the sign was. Now, I rode back around the block because I couldn't see the sign. And then when I rode back around the block, I noticed that it was turned the wrong way. So he sent a cop out there. He calls him up. He goes, yo, Sarge, the sign is up in the air, and it's pointing the wrong way. He said, give me the damn ticket number. I escaped.
Well, that's good for you. You know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that you didn't become Sandra Bland before Sandra Bland became Sandra Bland.
Hello?
Rest in peace, Sandra Bland.
Somebody got their butt chewed out that night. How you going to give somebody a ticket? You know, maybe it's just an overzealous cop. I don't know. I don't know.
Listen, cops.
I didn't get no points.
Back in the days, you should just be able to show a woman. You should just be able to show a cop some cleavage or something, get out of a ticket. Now, you know, I mean, they got to. Well, let's just put it this way. It's going to cost a lot more than $40. All right, we got to get on about it. I got to do these birthdays.
Before we go. I used to carry a card. You know, like you get a card, a business card? I had plenty of them. I used to carry them. I get pulled over by the cops. I show them the card. They'd be like, oh, okay, see you.
Yeah, I had that. A cop friend gave me that card before. It was called a courtesy card.
Yeah.
That cop took the courtesy card and still live stopped my car. I never forget that shit. I was like, can I have my card back? He was like, nah. I was like, well, what's the courtesy? He was like, the courtesy is that you're not getting locked up. I was like, no, I ain't do nothing to get locked up, officer. You know, he hooked my.
Well,
I was pissed. It was that day. Listen, it was that day that I knew that white cops were no good.
It took you.
See, I was a big fan of white cops before then.
Yeah, okay. You ain't never been a fan of white people, period.
Listen, I loved white cops. white women and all of that before that incident. It just totally it obliterated everything. You know what I mean?
If you say so. If you say so.
It is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
All right. Let me do these birthday shout outs. Listen,
well,
really appreciate you calling in. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Peace. All right. Peace.
Isn't she the greatest? She most certainly is. Appreciate you calling in, Carol Chamber. Let me favorita. We have some birthday shout-outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 4th, and they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special, because they are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get number one out the box, my girl Kai Hawkins. Happy birthday to you, Kai Hawkins, and also my G. Hawawa, or it's actually Hawa. Happy birthday to you and Karen Eldridge. Happy birthday to you and Kwanzaa Newell. Happy birthday to you and Dom Halion and Pasia Woods. And last but not least, go get her, my girl, Salandra Rice. Her name used to be Salandra Lady Rice. Happy birthday to you. And she done married herself an African. So her last name is, let's see, Salandra Rice. Adeloye, Adeloye. Oh, sounds Nigerian. She might be scammy. All right, we're not going to do that. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else out there who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious March 4th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, turn up. But don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you. Rock out. Rock on it to the damn. To rock out. Rock on it to the damn. Rock out. Rock on it to the damn thing. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. And do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind. And anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember, man, you're talking about marriage, you're talking about spousal situations, and now you're talking about the house, and you're talking about the kids, and you're talking about who should get the house and the kids, who should get the kids in the house. If they got the kids, should they automatically get the house? If they got the kids, should they get automatically the house? If they got the kids, should they automatically get the house? If they got the kids, should they automatically get the house? If they got the kids, should they get the house? If they are your ex-spouse. You got to really think about it for a couple of minutes and try to work it out. Well, they might be automatically inclined to get that, or they none of that. It's up to you. It's up to the situation. It's up to the way you feel. It's up to your frustration. It's up to your pettiness. It's up to a lot of mess. Yo, shit, it get messy in a situation where people are married. At the end of the day, you're going to follow your heart. And you're going to do what you think is best. And more than likely, you're going to be doing what you think is best for that exact time. That exact one moment in time. I don't know, man. I don't know. I think that there are situations where it may be the best situation to just go ahead and let whoever has custody of the kids have the house. But it's not 100% etched in stone that that's the best way to be. I want to thank y'all for coming on through. That's what I want to do. It's for coming on through. That's what I want to do. Peace to all my day ones and my everydays and my brand news. I want to thank y'all. That's what I want to do. That's my word, and that's how we think. And that's how it's going down. Shit does stink. But when you're married and things do happen, and they're going to happen, whether or not you still rap it to your spouse or your ex, yo, you gotta do what's best for your emotional health. Yeah. I want to thank y'all for coming through. Make sure y'all come through tomorrow night. What are we talking about tomorrow night? Tomorrow night at 7 p.m. Tomorrow night. We're going to do it like we did last night, because I made up a bunch of titles today, but I haven't really worked them out. Like the way my brain works, I'll go ahead and put it in there, but I'm like, well, I haven't really worked this out. I haven't worked it out, so I can't say it right now. I can't, but it's going to be fly. I got options, and I would read. No, but we're not going to do that. See y'all tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Thanks for coming on through. Make sure y'all share the show. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. Make sure y'all like the show before y'all get over and out of here. Appreciate it. For my blog talkers, I'm going to get you out of here. I said my blog talkers. It's been a hell of a year. So